Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
That's some special stuff to Cleveland.com, where it's in-depth film breakdown stuff.
Great stuff. We'll make you smarter.
Great to have Lance with us. And he really likes Shedeur Sanders. And it's funny because Lance took it past he's Deion's kid, which I think so many people are having a hard time getting past.
Right.
And Lance looked at, as you just heard Lance say, I looked at the tape. You see on the tape this. And, you know, if you think about it, that's what it's really all about, isn't it? And Lance liked the idea of Shedeur fitting into this system with Kevin Stefanski, and it would be something that would work for Deion Sanders if he was open-minded about it. Interesting. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan's in for Andy today.
Shedeur has made a lot of sense for this team for a decent period of time for that exact reason. Like, he's in a bit of a pro-style system right now. Pat Shurmur is offensive coordinator. I know, whatever. But he is an offensive coordinator who's been in the league for a long period of time. Well, but you know how this goes. Anytime you bring up a former Browns coach, they have been able to have no accomplishments whatsoever because they stunk with the Browns. You know how people look at these things. So That's why you have to give that as a precursor. I get it from that regard. The questions that I've got with Shedeur, and I got to do some digging myself, is A, how much of the sacks are on a poor offensive line, and how many sacks are on Shedeur himself? That's the one thing I need an answer to. The second question that I have with it, too, is he a point-and-shoot quarterback? By that, I mean, like, I've always been explained that in the Kubiak-Shanahan system, it's always been explained to me this way, that the head coach is playing quarterback. And by that, I mean, the head coach is the one who is going, you will throw here, you will throw here, you will then hit the check down, and if those aren't there, you will get rid of it immediately. And the head coach is the one in the headset going, you will throw to this guy on this, you know, he will get open, you will throw it here. And I wonder how much Shedeur can operate with that ideal. And I wonder if maybe it moves, you know, how many of the sacks are on him and how many of the sacks are on a poor offensive line because it was tough to get offensive linemen in the transfer portal. And that was the thing that kind of sank Colorado this season. And so those are the two questions I've got when it comes to Shedeur.
In 2 years at Colorado, pretty unbelievable numbers. 64 touchdown passes and only 13 interceptions. And he completed 72% of his passes.
He can sling it.
Which makes you think, Dan, is it what you're talking about? Is it, you know, just aim and throw and, you know, obviously it's somebody who's going to end up being a very high draft pick going in the NFL draft. I wonder if the Browns think so much of him that they would try to sell Deion on the idea. And convince, because it sounds like you're going to have to convince Deion Sanders that your team is a good fit for his son, which we get. I do understand that. And if that's the case, okay. Then you go and you try and sell it. But if you really like him and you can't sell it, what do you do? You know?
So our social media mentions on the artist formerly known as Twitter are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And you can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads, like CLE USMC sent. We know one thing for sure under the system with Pat Shurmur. Sanders has learned you could either run the ball or you could pass the ball.
It's pretty funny.
That's a great tweet. Thank you. I needed that laugh. That was a great tweet. I appreciate it. But that's the question that I have.
You said it before. Pat Shurmur is actually a really highly thought of offensive coach.
Right.
It just didn't work here very well.
He got handed the keys way too soon to be a head coach in this league. And frankly, I don't know if he was a decent offensive mind for a period of time. He got handed the keys way too soon. And he kind of got hung out to dry throughout the entire thing. And I'm not trying to make excuses because, trust me, there was poor play throughout the entire thing and the whole Holmgren era and everything else. But, like, he's been decent when he's been in Colorado. And they've got a pretty good offense. And Shadur has been, you know, slinging it through there. It's just how many of the sacks, because he took a boatload of sacks. How many of those are on him for holding onto the ball too long, trying to make the perfect pass too much? And how many of those are on the fact that he had a poor offensive line? And I need to go look and figure that out for myself. I mean, Lance is in and it's a great piece and he's watched it and he can sell, you know, he's put out a really interesting thought and it's made me look differently at Shadur than I would have to begin with. But that's my question. And if the case is he holds onto the ball too long and doesn't process fast enough, that screams you need to sit. And if you need to sit, will the Cleveland Browns allow you to sit? Or is it going to be, you're number two? Get out there, kid. You'll figure it out.
See, and that goes back to our big picture that we're doing here with finding us a quarterback. If you draft from all thoughts, anybody here at number two,
right?
It would appear that you need to go out and get a veteran quarterback and bring that guy in and let him play for a year or so. Which, you know, if Kirk Cousins and Kevin Stefanski have that relationship, think about Cousins and a draft choice. Think about Carson Wentz and a draft choice. And know, with the veteran knowing, you've got a year, maybe two, but I would think even just a year is I mean, Patrick Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith for a year. That was enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you don't need Jordan Love sitting there for 3 years.
You don't need Aaron Rodgers
sitting there for 3 years.
Yep.
But especially when you see the rookie quarterback stepping into the league now, Bo Nix, Drake May when he got his chance. Jaden Daniels, certainly.
Penix looks decent towards the end, but looks he also solid. Sat for a chunk of games.
Caleb Williams had his moments in a tough situation in Chicago. The rookies are coming into the league and playing. And if this group of rookies isn't ready to do that, is the organization willing to bring them along slowly? And it's critical.
That's my answer. It's the reason why I have been screaming I don't want to take a quarterback at two and will continue. Is because, to me, these guys need to sit. And they're not going to sit. They're the second pick. You know they're getting thrown out there. And, boy, you can you recycle through those guys too fast when you throw them out there too early.
Fighting Irish and the Buckeyes. Who wins tonight? I'll tell you who I think wins and why. Coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.